What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers. Of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about five things about the narcissist new supply, new relationship partner, whatever you want to call them, new heathen, whatever name y'all got for them. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you subscribe to my monthly newsletter email list. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. You don't want to miss out on a thing I have coming up. Kids book, my personal book, courses, one-on-ones in person, all this type of stuff coming up. Not coaching in person, not one-on-ones, like workshops in person. Sorry. Also online workshops too. But yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Narcissistic toxic people and the narcissist new supply. Five things about the narcissist new supply, y'all. So the first thing about the new supply that you might want to know is sometimes they just serve as a placeholder. Like we all know, or most people would know, that narcissists don't like being by themselves. We just don't. Like, there's something narcissistic people, like the consensus would say that most people would understand that narcissists don't like being by themselves. So when that's the case, when a narcissist doesn't like being by themselves, you see how it would make sense for that narcissistic person or that toxic person to just need to move on quickly to find somebody else until they can get you back in their life. You see what I'm saying? They don't ever fully let you go. They cheat. They, like, if you kick them out or you break up with them or whatever and they move on quickly, it doesn't mean that they're in love with the new person, y'all. Sometimes they still want to get back to you, but they don't want to be by themselves. So they might try to hide the new supply. You see what I'm saying? There's some other stuff coming up here pretty soon. But sometimes the new supply is just a placeholder. They literally just are with them. So they don't have to be by themselves. And sometimes if you got the real bummy narcissist, they with a new supply that just lets them move in and live with them very quickly, or whatever it is the situation is. Get the cheeks up quickly, or get the cheeks hit, whatever it is, y'all, in this situation. Sometimes the new supply is literally just a placeholder. That's how it goes in these spaces right here. Like, they become placeholders and whatnot. And that's what it is. They serve as placeholders so the narcissist can try to get you back. So if the narcissist does successfully get you back and has a placeholder new supply, the new supply is still a placeholder, y'all. The new supply, they don't necessarily, just because they get you back doesn't mean that they'll let the new supply go. Because sometimes you'll be the placeholder. You see what I'm saying? Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You'll be the placeholder in this situation right here. So you have to cut that or break that out right there, y'all. The number two thing about the narcissist new supply is that sometimes, y'all, they might not know about you. Surprise! It's crazy, isn't it? Sometimes the narcissist new supply doesn't know you exist. They don't know anything about you as the main supply, the spouse, the relationship partner. They don't know anything about you. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of narcissists, y'all, like to lie. They like to hide their true self. They like to concoct these new stories or these new lies and these new lives in order to have a double. They be living double, triple lives. Lives. They live double lives. I was just like, what am I saying? Yeah, so the new supply, they hide you from the new supply. The new supply doesn't know about you sometimes, y'all. And this is not me trying to justify anything. I'm just saying the new supply doesn't always know. I talked to a woman today, a couple days ago. She's like, she had just happened to go through her partner's phone and saw that he was messaging another woman. She called another woman, and the woman's like, "Who are you? He's married? What? No." And she's sending the screenshots and all kinds of stuff. Well, the dude was lying his ass off, saying he wasn't married. He had been divorced for years. He was living with a roommate. Y'all, the news supply doesn't always know that you exist. And then again, I'm not trying to justify anything or the behaviors or what you should do next. I'm just saying, I'm not saying you should forgive the narcissist either, because they lied about you existing. You know, they hid it from you. Double, triple life. But that, sometimes the narcissist new supply doesn't know that you exist. It's just how it goes sometimes right there, y'all. Number three thing is warning the new supply might not help your case out, y'all. Because sometimes, being realistic, warning them, like, you can share all the information that you have available. Like, even if they don't know about you, even if they are a placeholder, warning them might not change their mind, y'all. Warning them might just, like, put them on a high alert that you still want them back. So sometimes a narcissist, the new supply, thinks that you, because you warned them, you just want them to break up with them or leave them alone so you can have them to yourself. You see how that works right there? They think you just want them back. So they're just like, they're going to stay, they dig their trenches in harder. So warning the narcissist's new supply might actually make them dig their roots in harder in the relationship. Because guess what, y'all? Sometimes the narcissist has told them about you. Sometimes the narcissist has already painted this picture about you being horrible, or you being manipulative, or you being toxic, or you being aggressive, or you being just who you are. You see what I'm saying? They paint this picture of you being a horrible person. Or you being crazy. They tell them, "Oh, I'm married, but my wife don't treat me good. You know what? I've been married for a long time. Me and my husband are disconnected." They lie. I mean, like, y'all, the narcissist be lying. They be prepping new supplies sometimes. They prep them for toxic surgery. That's what they be doing sometimes, y'all. They prep them for this toxicity sometimes in this space right there. But that happens a lot of times, y'all. The narcissist warning them might not help. Warning them might make things worse and put them on high alert. And warning them, this is the crazy thing about it, how this happens to y'all. Warning them could sometimes put you in actual danger. Not because the new supply is going to hurt you, but because the new supply might tell your partner, and then your partner comes back, and your ex-partner or current partner, whatever they are, they come back and try to harm you for ruining what they had going on. They get angry and rage out on you for trying to ruin what they have going on the side, which sounds horrible, but it happens, y'all. I promise you it happens. It's toxic as hell. It's terrible, but it does happen. Number four, sometimes the new supply, guess what? Knows about you. They know exactly about you. They know about you, and they don't care. They think they're better than you. Sometimes the new supply knows about you, knows you exist, knows everything. They might be your friend. The new supply might be your friend or your family member that knows, that absolutely knows about you. They absolutely knows that you exist. They absolutely knows who you are. They just think they're more qualified for this person, or they deserve this person more than you are. They might just think they're better than you. They might absolutely just feel like that they are better than you in every single way. They're more qualified to handle this person. No matter if this is your best friend in the world, y'all, and they've seen you be abused. They've seen you get cheated on. They've seen you get black eyes. They're cheating with them personally. You said they're cheating. They're helping the person cheat on you. They've seen you with black eyes. They've seen you get stolen from. They've seen you get treated badly. But somehow in their minds, they convince themselves that, like, look, I'm better than they are. You know what I mean? I'm better than you. They deserve this person more. They can treat them better. Like, it won't happen to me. That's what their mindset. I'm so much better than you that this won't happen to me. That's what happens. That's what goes on sometimes, y'all. I'm so much better than you that I know this won't happen to me. That's what happens sometimes. This could absolutely be your friend. This could absolutely be your family member. That is just, y'all. They also might be a narcissist. They might also be narcissistic themselves or toxic themselves. So it's not just the narcissist being toxic in here. You got two narcissists against you now. You know what I mean? But yeah. So number five, y'all. Just because the narcissist moves on to this person doesn't mean that they are better than you. That the new supply is being love bombed. It doesn't mean because they moved on to somebody else, it doesn't mean that they are better than you. It doesn't mean that they treat them better than you. It doesn't mean that person is overall, it doesn't mean that they're changing for the new supply, y'all. We all know, or if you're new here, the cycle of narcissistic toxic relationships, narcissistic toxic abuse, goes love bombing, devalue, discard, maybe a Hoover. You see what I'm saying? Love bombing. So when you're seeing them treat the new supply better than they treated you, or giving the new supply everything that you asked for, or doing, or hugging them, kissing them, the new supply, doing whatever, you know, doing all this other stuff, they are love bombing the new supply. You see what I'm saying? They're love bombing the new relationship partner. You're witnessing the love bombing phase, y'all. Is it, you know, this is the mindset right here. Just because a narcissist moved on to a new supply, it doesn't mean like the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Sometimes, y'all, it's just different grass. You see what I'm saying? You can Kentucky blue and that's crap grass. Whatever, you, I don't know grass types, y'all. So if y'all some grass experts, what's good grass? What's bad grass? What's high quality? What's low quality? You see what I'm saying? You or Kentucky Blue, I just know that from, I think, Liar. Fun with Dick and Jane. Whatever grass they had that got repossessed, that you are that type of grass, and the narcissist do supply something else. But you're seeing the love on your face. And also, y'all, longevity does not mean happiness. Longevity does not mean, just because a relationship has went on for a long time, doesn't mean it's a good relationship. I think a lot of people get that twisted up right there. Like, oh, they've been together for a long time, so they must be happy. That does not mean that those two things do not have to be mutually inclusive. You see what I'm saying? That's the mindset of it all. Just because they're treating a new person better doesn't mean that they're you are a worse person. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean you deserve less. You know what I mean? So I hope these five lists, if I missed some things about the new supply, add in the comment section what you think I missed. You know what I mean? I can do another, like, this could be first five. I can do a second five. You know what I mean? Give me five more things about the narcissist's new supply. Because like I said, I don't know everything. I'm still learning too. You know what I mean? So I appreciate every single one of y'all. Again, check out the self-love brand. I love me. I'm strong and whatnot, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And of course, y'all, Mental Healers is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you check out the I Love Me brand, the self-love brand. Link is in the description of every single video and podcast that we do. Thank you so much.